From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Concern over the debt crisis in Dubai weighed on stock markets around the world Friday. Analysts cite worries that some major international banks could sustain losses if Dubai's investment arm defaults on billions of dollars in debt. James Angel is a finance professor at Georgetown University.
If you look at the $60 billion owed by Dubai World, that doesn't seem like a whole lot in the great world order. But this is a signal that not only is Dubai World in trouble, but perhaps other real estate in the Persian Gulf as well.
Angel says Dubai's bubble burst after oil prices peaked. The Dow slumped 155 points before trading ended early due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The pilots on the Northwest Airlines plane that overflew Minneapolis last month shared few details about the situation with air traffic controllers. The FAA has released tapes and transcripts of the pilots' radio communications. NPR's Adam Huckberg reports.
Northwest Flight 188 was out of contact with controllers for more than an hour as it overflew its destination by 150 miles. Once controllers finally did get in touch with the plane, the pilots said they'd become distracted in the cockpit, but they provided no specifics even when a controller pressed them for details.
Northwest 188, is there any way you can elaborate on the distraction?
We're just dealing with some company issues here, and that's all I can tell you right now at this time.
The pilots later told investigators those company issues involved the airline's process for scheduling crews, which recently had changed as part of Northwest's merger with Delta. The pilots said they were studying the new scheduling program on their laptop computers and lost track of where they were. The airline has suspended the pilots, and the FAA has revoked their licenses. Adam Huckberg, NPR News.
Officials in Russia fear the death toll at the site of a train derailment will rise. At least 25 people are confirmed dead and scores were injured when the Russian Express train came off the rails late Friday. Walmart has won a legal victory in Canada. The country's highest court backed the retailer after it shut down a store in Quebec that was about to be unionized. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
In September of 2004, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union was certified to represent employees at the Walmart store in Jonquière, Quebec. All attempts to reach an agreement on a first contract failed. By 2005, the issue was sent to arbitration. But at the same time, Walmart told its employees that it was closing the store because it was unprofitable. By April of 2005, 190 employees were out of work. But some workers in the union argued that Walmart shut down the store in response to the labor dispute. The issue was fought in the courts over the past 4 years. Now the Supreme Court of Canada handed down its decision in two related cases. In a 6-3 ruling in both cases, the High Court sided with Walmart, saying it was entitled to close down the store. Lower courts had also sided with the retailer. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
You're listening to NPR News. In Bangladesh, at least 5 people are dead and dozens more are reported missing after a ferry capsized. Authorities say the ferry listed to one side and then sank as passengers were disembarking at a terminal in southern Bangladesh. Preliminary sales figures for the traditional start of the holiday shopping season are due out Saturday. Early reports suggest Black Friday drew more shoppers than last year when consumers drew back amidst the global financial crisis. Electronic book readers are expected to be one of the hottest holiday gifts this year, but a lack of actual products on the shelves may not make them as popular as they could be. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The 3 most sought-after e-readers are Amazon's Kindle, Sony's e-reader, and the new Barnes & Noble's Nook. Although the Nook premiered with rave reviews, Barnes & Noble announced that they were already out of stock. All they can offer is a certificate and a future delivery date. The same is true for Sony's e-reader. There's plenty of Kindle stock, but you won't find it on the shelves either. It must be purchased online from Amazon. Still, analysts believe the Kindle is likely to profit from its rival's failure to have devices ready. Forrester Research analyst Sarah Rotman Epps anticipates that around 900,000 people will purchase ebooks this holiday season, and that about 60% of the sales will be Kindles. Rotman Epps says the other 2 rivals could help their future prospects with special gift certificates and good customer relations. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
First Lady Michelle Obama has received the official White House Christmas tree. It's an 18.5-foot Douglas fir delivered from a farm in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. It's the 4th time the farm has supplied the tree. It will stand in the Blue Room. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.